Today is a glorious day because Christ is risen. Sin and death have been defeated, and we are not a people of despair, but rather a people of hope, having a certainty that God is with us and is at work in our lives today. So let us enter into this time of worship, recognizing and proclaiming that Christ is risen. Let's pray. On this wonderful Easter day, we gather to worship you, O God. We may be gathering in different locations, but we know that you are there with us. And so we gather to proclaim that Jesus is risen from the dead and that we have life in him. We would ask that you might speak to our hearts this day, comfort us during these trying times, and give us your peace. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to read our scripture lesson this morning. It comes from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen. This is the message I would say to begin every worship Easter service since I've been a pastor. And the congregation would always respond, "Christ is risen indeed." Except today the sanctuary is basically empty. The tomb of Jesus is empty. We celebrate that today. But also the sanctuary is empty. And perhaps that's not something we really want to celebrate, but that is the new normal, at least for now. Also on this Sunday, we recognize that there's going to be another new normal, and that is, this is my last Sunday as the pastor of this church. And so that's going to bring a new reality to the church also. So we are facing this new normal, and how do we do this? And I think we can look to the Easter story and maybe get some ideas. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus walked the earth, he was with his disciples and was with them throughout. But then the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, I could just imagine them in the upper room trying to figure out what was going to become their new normal. For 3 years, they had walked with Jesus. They traveled with him, spent every day with him, listening to his teachings, watching him do miracles, there to ask him questions and to learn from him. But now he's dead. And they have no idea what will come next, only that life would no longer be the same. And so we come to Matthew's story. Christ is dead and in the tomb, and on Sunday morning, the two Marys are going to the tomb to see what they believed would be the body of Jesus that they had witnessed dying just that Friday before, which they'd witnessed the body being put in the tomb, and now they're going there to grieve. And as they're on their way, the earth begins to tremble. And they arrive, and the stone has been rolled from the front of the tomb, and the Roman guards that had been there to watch over the tomb to make sure no one stole the body, they're paralyzed with fear. And there's an angel sitting on the stone. And the women were struck with terror. Who wouldn't be? And the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid. It's all right. It's all right. You've come to see Jesus. He's not here. He's been raised from the dead. Look, go look in the tomb. See, it's empty. And now go and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead and that he's going to meet them and show himself to them." And the women leave. And I wonder what's going through their minds as they leave. I like to sometimes try to put myself in people's shoes from the Bible characters and try to get into their minds. What are they thinking? What's going on with them? And I think of the women here, and they were with intense sorrow. And now they have this fear. They saw this angel. The text tells us even as they were leaving the tomb, they had fear, but they were also overcome with joy. And I suspect there were questions, 1,000 questions racing through their minds. Is this really true? What does this mean? Are we going mad? Are we hallucinating? What is actually happening? And it's at that moment that Jesus appears to them. And they fall at his feet and they begin to worship him. And he sends them off with a mission. "You need to go tell my disciples that I'm going to meet up with them in Galilee." And they race off to do this. And of course we know the men, they didn't believe the women. They thought they were overreacting from grief, or they were just going crazy. I see similarities, though, between that first Easter story and Easter today. That first Easter, the followers of Jesus, they were isolated. They were in hiding, afraid for their lives. If they were to go out into the public, what might happen to them? Might they too be arrested and crucified? So they're afraid. They're confused. The women come and report to them that Jesus is alive, and it's like they're just hysterical women, not to be trusted. But what did they see? And what is going on? And so there's this confusion. And for us today, we're in isolation. We live in fear of contracting the COVID-19, or one of our friends or relatives contracting it. We're confused. We get all these contrary things of how serious is this virus? How long is it going to last? Are the supplies being gotten by the people that need it? You know, when is it all going to end? When are we going to be able to get back together? What's it going to do with the economy? All these questions and confusion over these items. It's very similar for us to that first Easter. Things are not normal. And somehow we need to learn how to navigate this new normal. And I believe that today, perhaps more than ever, we need this Easter message. That the church is facing a new normal. And what has been normal is no longer normal. You're watching this sermon. You're not sitting in the pew where you normally sit. You're watching it, most likely on a computer screen. Our church has been having Zoom meetings. Our session is met by Zoom. We had a congregational meeting last Sunday by Zoom. We've had a Maundy Thursday communion worship service by Zoom where we partake of the elements at home. We are in communication with our other church members in more in different ways than normal. Instead of greeting one another on Sunday morning, we're doing it by phone calls. This is the new normal for now. And I suspect when all this ends, this coronavirus threat ends, we'll not go back to the same old ways. Yes, we'll be gathering again on Sunday mornings for worship. But these new ways of communicating people will continue. The church will find ways to reach outside of its walls with its worship services, perhaps its Bible studies. We'll keep in contact with family and friends who may be great distances away through these Zoom meetings or other ways that we're doing video conferencing. We have an opportunity to change the way we communicate the good news. You know, with those disciples that Sunday when they finally saw the risen Lord, they knew that things were going to be different now. But I don't think they fully comprehended what that new norm was going to be. Certainly Jesus was no longer going to be with them present 24/7. Because he would appear and then disappear and come at unexpected times. So there was not going to be that continuous being physically present with him. But I also don't think they quite realized at this point what life was going to be like. That they would be traveling throughout the world, sharing this message that Christ came, was crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead so that we might have life in him. That through his death and resurrection, he conquered both sin and death so that we might have new life, new beginnings, and fresh starts. And this is the message of the gospel. This is our takeaway, that there's a new normal, but this new normal is good. Because it offers us new possibilities of how we might live out our faith. And speaking of how we live out the new normal and accept the new normal, let me share a story. The story is William Sangster. He was the pastor of the largest Methodist church in London during World War II. And for 57 days in a row, the Germans were bombing London. 8 weeks, a little over 8 weeks, this was going on. And people, the tens of thousands of people throughout these 8 weeks, sought shelter in the basement of this Methodist church in London. And each night, Sangster and his wife would help people settle down and find places to lay down and sleep. And it would be after midnight before he and his wife would be able to lay down in the men's restroom on the floor to get their own sleep. And each Sunday, the pews were packed with people needing to hear a message of reassurance, a message of hope, speaking to both their mind and their hearts as to what this new normal meant. And so he would share with them their sacred story. That evil will not win, but that God is with us. And that the through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we are an Easter people, a people of hope. And he would share this message each and every week so that the people would understand who they are as Christ followers and as a people of faith and a people of hope. The story doesn't end there. 10 years after the war, Sangster was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, that awful, terrible disease that takes away the functions of the body but leaves the mind intact. And Sangster continued to preach even as his body started to cease functioning. And when he could no longer speak, he could still write. And his son said those written sermons were some of the best sermons he ever gave, because they would speak of his not believing that God gave him that ALS, that God afflicted him with that, but rather that that God was with him through this, and that in the end, the ALS would not win. Death would not win, but he would be raised up with Christ, and he would have the victory. So he learned how to cope and to share what God was doing with him with this new normal that he was experiencing. I want to read another passage of Scripture to you. This is part of the lectionary reading for this week. It comes from Colossians chapter 3, the first four verses. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is our Easter message. That we identify with Christ in his death, but we also identify with Christ in his resurrection. And that no matter what we might face, Christ is with us. And we have the victory. And that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. This is our Easter story. And may it bring hope and comfort, peace and joy to the church. Let us pray. O gracious God and Father, we praise you on this Easter Sunday that what has been normal is no more, but we have a new normal that will change in some ways how we do church, how we share our faith with others, how we communicate with one another. While we long for the day when we'll be able to gather again to worship and praise you, we know that you are still with us, even as we're separate. But we pray that the day comes soon when we are able to gather again, together again. In the meantime, let us exercise good sense so that we remain safe, and that we might help stop the spread of the COVID-19. This morning, I lift up the Presbyterian Church of Easton as it's about to experience a new normal and that I'll no longer be its pastor. Be with the church as they continue to function without a pastor for this season. Guide them through the process of finding an interim pastor and then down the road a little further, calling a new pastor. May the church continue to be light in this community. May it be a place where people are growing in their faith and then living out that faith in the world. We pray for those who are sick with the COVID-19 and pray for their healing. We lift up the medical care people and first responders and ask that you strengthen them in their work, keep them safe from the virus, and provide the medical supplies that they need to keep themselves safe, but also the supplies that they need to treat their patients. We ask that you give our government leaders wisdom in how to protect our society and how to restore the economy when all this is settled. We pray for those who are out of work, that you might provide for them so that they might have their basic necessities. We pray for businesses that keep the economy going and ask that they might be able to weather this storm. We pray for students and teachers who are having to learn how to do school differently, who are out of the school building, but still trying to learn and still trying to teach in new ways. We ask your protection on those who are providing essential services to our community, especially those who are in danger of being exposed to the COVID-19. We pray that the message of Easter will be proclaimed throughout the world this day, and that it might give hope to a world that desperately needs a message of hope right now. And we pray this in the name of the risen Lord, and we offer up the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now for our benediction. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And may we proclaim this in what is our now new normal. And we might we continue to practice our social separation, but may we also still proclaim that Christ is risen. So let us go forth with this message of good news and hope. And may the love of the Father be with you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ sustain you, and the peace of the Holy Spirit comfort you. Amen.